Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming 420 on Hulu.
Getting you back to more EEI Late Night with KJ on EEI.
Yeah, on Jalen as well. Your big aspiration this year was to see him become a playmaker. Ball security, a big part of that. These last 2 weeks, he's had to step up in that role. What's sort of your reaction to how he stepped into that role overall this year so far?
It's been up and down. I mean, to be honest, and he knows that. We've watched quite a bit of film lately, you know, of these past few games when Dennis and Jason are out and he has the ball a lot more. And so at times he looks really good. At times he's, you know, natural score mode and he's, you know, kind of gets tunnel vision there. So it's a work in progress. You know, something that you are who you are throughout your life is not going to change overnight, but we want him to grow in that area. And so he's receptive to it, to the coaching. Watch the film, like I said, quite a bit lately. And you see it translate in certain games, like, you know, even the Clipper game when he passed the ball. He didn't get any assists that game because he missed shots, but it was very conscious decision to not play in the crowd and get off the ball. So you see growth and carry over from the film sessions. And I think he's getting more comfortable with guys being out now. It'll be have to carry over when we got guys back and still playing in that same role, not just scoring mode, but playing the right way in general.
Second hour, WEEI Late Night with KJ. Turn that up, Nick. That is a classic. What's the movie with The Rock and Will Ferrell and Samuel Jackson, where they jump off to that, off the building?
Oh, The Other Guys.
The Other Guys.
Fantastic movie.
Yes. Everlong. That's how long this thing with the Celtics seemed like it's going to go. That's Coach M.A. talking about Jaylen Brown stepping up as a leader, especially during the time when Jason Tatum was out due to COVID protocols. Well, Jason Tatum came back tonight, and dadgummit, it felt like Hobbs and your boy and Samuel Jackson jumping off the building, thinking that they were going to be... No, you know what? That it wasn't Everlong they jumped off of. They jumped off to There Goes My Hero.
Yes, you are correct.
There you go. Just, you know, you know how Foo Fighters songs work.
We got the movie right. That's all that matters.
Yeah, it's all that matters, right? But it's a good thing that we had the right group. Imagine I was... No, wait a minute. That was a Dua Lipa song. No, I'm kidding. But losing to the Spurs tonight, 99-97, is an utter embarrassment. I sat here last night and pretty much put my birthright out like Esau. That's really deep for those of you who've been in your books. I put my birthright up saying, look, I can see how this team can go 14-3 for the month of January. Can I remind you that the Spurs were not one of those three? That this team could have been on their way to an 8-game winning streak by the end of next week. So you're like, well, what changed? I'm going there. Jaylen Brown was fine. 12 for 25. 4 for 8 from 3, 30 points. He had a plus minus of 2, a minus of 2 in his plus minus. Marcus Smart, look, 6 for 12, 2 for 4 from 3, 14 points, 6 assists. It's kind of the stuff that M.A.'s talking about. Oh, Jason. 6 for 20, 1 for 6 from 3, 6 for 6 from the 3-point line. Minus 9 in the plus 9. Minus with 19 points. Here's my thing. With the team coming off of a 2-game win streak and one of those teams against one of the best teams in the league, the Celtics were on to something. And I think what they were on to is Jaylen can be the leader in an unassuming fashion on this team and good things can happen. Say that again. Jalen can be a leader on this team in an unassuming fashion, and good things can happen. Tatum returned tonight. Look, I get it. You want to get your feet wet. If you're Jason Tatum, you want to get back in the swing of things. So look, I will never profess that I played a game in the NBA, but I will tell you, I understand math. So here's some simple math. If you know you're coming off of a little bit of a break and you haven't been in the game, and you know that Jalen has been taking a lot of the burden, see how your first 10 shots go if you're Jason Tatum. Just see how do your first 10 shots go down for you? Not saying that's all the shots you take, but there's your sample. Is it going to be a rough night and I maybe need to move my attention to some other things? Am I on to something and can get hotter? Your first 10 shots are going to tell you kind of where this may be going. So you would say, okay, in your first 10 shots, Jason, between your twos and threes, man, you got to knock down four of those shots. Start off the game 4 for 10. You've seen the ball go into the bucket. You've got to the free throw line. So now it's just a matter of fatigue and probably getting a little more open space over your opponent with jumpers and so forth and everything. You could get hot in your next 10 shots. After the first quarter, Tatum was 1 for 6. 5 of his shots were right underneath the basket. No, the one that was made was not from 3. One for six tells me that if you don't do 3 out of your next 4, slow down. Slow down. So on shot 7, if it doesn't fall, maybe you start to fall back a little. How can I contribute in other ways? Kick the ball out. Get some assists. Jalen's been here. He's definitely back in game shape.
Funny you mention that, though, because Tatum played 37 minutes. Jalen tonight, 35. A guy coming off of reconditioning played more minutes than Jalen tonight.
Well, here's the thing. And this gets into the quality versus quantity argument. So if you've dated and if you've ever had your girl or your mate, whoever, say, I want you to spend quality time with me. What they're telling you is, just because you're around all the time doesn't mean you're effective. Quality, not quantity. We've kind of made this argument about Marcus Smart. Dude, go for the quality, not the quantity. And that's been showing up. Like I said, 6 for 12 tonight, 2 for 4 from 3. That's quality. That's quality. But yeah, the quantity's there. 20 shots. 6 made. 1 for 6 from 3. 617-779-7937 or the text line 37937. It's KJ Late Night here on WEEI. I think we have a comment about the Celtics game tonight on the text line. What you got there, Nick?
You gave me no preparation. I have no idea.
Oh, disappeared.
Oh, no. Yes, yeah. Here we go. This is from the... What is this? 120? I don't know what that is. 201. That's what it is. 201.
That's New Jersey.
Yep. Okay, New Jersey's listed in. Told you KJ would spoil the Celtics versus the Spurs. Typical, and will split at best versus the Knicks.
I wonder if that's my best man for my wedding. You know, just thinking, no. But, I mean, if you win 3 in a row and you're about to play a Knicks team that's just looking at itself in the mirror saying, who are we? And Tatum would have been back for a second game. Look, if Tatum took 15 shots tonight and went 6 for 15, I could live with that. A little bit of rust, 5 less shots, but you still make the same amount. But the 5 more shots were misses. So if you go 6 for 15 and then let's say the next game against the Knicks where, okay, it's kind of like, you know what that happened right there with that text, Nick? It's a little bit of trolling, right? It's a little trolling.
Yeah, but it's a little true too.
Yeah, but you know, how can I best put it about the Knicks? in a way that will get him to understand what I'm saying.
You know what's going to happen, though? Because every time they play the Knicks, Kemba has dropped 40. Evan Fournier has dropped 30. Fournier had 0 points last night in 20-something minutes. You know they're both going to have like career highs every time they play the Celtics.
Nah, they're good for two duds in a row. I think tonight, this is why I wanted so bad for it to be quality for Jason Tatum tonight versus quantity of shots. You know what qualitative shots are going down for you immediately. Extend your shot selection tomorrow night. That you can do it. If you jack up 25 shots tomorrow night and you went 6 for 15 last night, you know, if you spread that out against, watch this number again, 10 more shots, then we're possibly looking at a guy who might go 11 for 25, 12 for 25. And there you go. But tonight, no. Oh, sorry, Nick. Just got me so frustrated. Plus, I know, like, my eyes are really bad. I can't see the text line very well. Look, Jaylen was 11 for 20 after three quarters, and Jason Tatum was 3 for 14. Dude, you were dumping clover into the cow pasture. That's a Yellowstone reference, if you remember, in season 2. Kevin Costner had a bunch of cows dead in the field. Realize those mean brothers had dumped all that clover, killed all that cattle. You ever watch Yellowstone, Nick? You ever watch it?
I have not. It's on the list.
Oh, you got to bump that up the list, man. Because
Ozark is also on the list. I need to watch really? That before the new season comes out.
Yeah, see, I've been slow on season 2. But yeah, that's a Yellowstone reference in that sense that pretty much Tatum tonight just dropped a bunch of clover inside of a field that was starting to graze on some grass. They were starting to get healthy. Starting to beef up. They knew reinforcements were on the way. They just didn't know that the reinforcements would take the gun and just shoot all the bullets. Jason stunk it up tonight. Just what it is. And it should have been an easy win. That's what I talked about last night. I'm sure Coach M.A. has said, look, there are teams that you know when they come in, you need to beat them. Because when you beat them and you beat them early, you can start working out some plays. You can start figuring out who could do things on the bench when you can't get guys off the bench against a team that's really nothing but a bench players. I mean, I know Popovich is a good coach, but my goodness. I mean, we're really talking about, well, I don't want to call him a YMCA team. But, I mean, if you've got what? Well, I should shut up because they've got 15 wins and the Celtics only have 18. Maybe one's the YWCA team and one's the YMCA team. Oh, look, Celtics tied after one quarter. The score was tied. Celtics down by 2 at halftime. That had to be a great speech. Celtics down. They lost the third quarter and won the fourth quarter by 1 point and lost the game by 2. It's like, wake up! All right, before I get out of here. Before we go to trending, I have to get on the New Jersey, the Brooklyn Nets, who are still acting like the Piscataway Nets by this whole pomp and circumstance of the return of Kyrie Irving. You know, they are celebrating that they beat the lowly Pacers 129 to 121, and they had to rally. Ooh. You know, people were outside of Barclays Center, like knocking. Did you see these videos where they were knocking down barriers? Pretty much screaming free Kyrie. What happens? Because this thing is only getting worse. And look, if there's one P word I don't use on this show, well, it is after 10, isn't it? I'm kidding. But my goodness. Imagine if the Nets end up in the finals against Golden State. You realize that Kyrie could not play in the series at all. What way to show some testicular fortitude there, Nets. I've lost a lot of respect for that organization.
He can only play the rest of the season, what, like 20, 30 games?
Right, but imagine in the playoffs where the NBA Finals, the old NBC theme, it's the Brooklyn Nets against the Golden State Warriors. You know what that guarantees? That Kyrie plays in none of the games.
Well, even, let's say the Knicks and Nets end up playing in the playoffs somehow. He can't play that series either.
Well, he won't miss anything.
Well, you know, Julius Randle, watch out.
201 area code. Hey, Nets versus Knicks. Kyrie can stay. He could go hang out in New Jersey and eat a sandwich. Bada bing. Whatever that thing is. I don't know what that is. Does something or makes a statement for political means. It's political means. It's a statement. He has the right to make it. And I just say, look, if the net. Now, here's why I think why it really happened is because KD was getting worn out carrying the load. James Harden was in and out with injuries. And with KD, still, you have to keep an eye on that Achilles. He's like, get him back here. Whatever it takes. And you know what the Nets did say? Okay, we have to sell more of our throwback jerseys. It's the story of a franchise that has been historically desperately bad. If you've heard me talk before, when I was in high school, the New Jersey Nets used to give out free tickets, and I don't mean bad seats, to high schools all over the state. Because their parents all over the state wouldn't buy tickets to the games. And if they just say, hey, just give it a heads up. And let, if more than 10 kids are coming, we'll put it on the scoreboard. I wish that they are coming from those years. And now pretty much desperate enough to say, we have to have Kyrie back in these games. You're almost like, I hope that it becomes the Nets versus the Warriors. I don't know if it'd be the Lakers. Where Kyrie cannot play in either home games or away games. Like, it will be beautiful. There won't be enough sage that he could burn to get forgiveness or cleansingness on that one. Nets. Ha. Pooey. As the Iron Sheik would said. All right, it's KJ Late Night here on WEEI. Coming up next, we will tap into Josh McDaniels' cell phone for some of the calls that might be coming in for these coaching jobs. But now, with Nick LePan, let's trend.
We're right back to EEI Late Night with KJ on EEI.
Well, all right. Start ya.
Hey, Kyle, just making the playoffs this year, given how the team started, obviously you weren't here last year, but you know how things went here last year. What did that mean for this group? Does it feel like a bigger accomplishment than making the playoffs usually is for a group?
Yeah, I mean, that's always the goal. Anytime you can make the playoffs, a lot of people would have said we weren't, but because we had a rookie quarterback. So, everyone puts expectations, but we have our own expectations in our own house, and we hold – each other to a high standard here, and that's all around. That's coaches included in that. We're all held to a high standard, and we want to reach those as best as possible. And we're excited about it, but we're gonna play the odds out, and we gotta go in and win against Miami.
Late Night with KJ on WEEI. Yeah, let that ride right there. Yeah, the Patriots back on that playoff mothership. Oh, gotta hit the thing. That's Kyle Van Noy talking about, look, it feels good to be back in the playoffs when so many prognosticators said, you're not going to do it with a rookie quarterback. And just think of all the teams that were just so ready to start to see the demise and fall of things with this Patriots team and the uncertainty and after the 7-9 last year and a rookie quarterback who has no net behind him. And the Cam Newton situation and how that turned out. And I wouldn't say it was completely splitting the fan base, but it was just kind of odd how all of that developed. And, knowing that Cam wasn't going to be the quarterback for the whole year, but it was a shock that he wasn't going to be part of it for any of the year. Yeah, even Matt Patricia being hired to come back, you're like, what? It's like, we've got a black cat walking across our path as we walk under a ladder, breaking mirrors and dropping salt shakers. It was looking bad. Like, almost to the point, like, wow. You heard some whispers, like, do you think Belichick just, like, tries to stick it out to get the Shula's record? Is it just that at this point? But no, it's so much more. And I think part of that conversation also goes to there's going to be a renewed interest in Josh McDaniels, especially the Patriots win their opening round game or I believe they can push it all the way to the AFC Championship. Depending on what the Bengals do, I still want them to win just because I think it gives the Patriots a better chance to the AFC Championship. They would first beat the Bills, then most likely face the Titans with the lowest remaining seed, beat the Titans, and then face Kansas City in the final game. Do they beat Kansas City in that final game? We don't know what happens in the 2 weeks leading up to that. But I will say, actually, I think they probably would see the Bengals. I think the Bengals would beat Kansas City in a 2-3 game, while the Patriots beating the Titans in a 5-1 game, right? And so Josh McDaniels' interest, I think, is going to be higher than ever before. And so for fantasy and theatrical purposes, Nick LaPan and I, my producer, we've gotten hold of Josh McDaniels' cell phone, right? And what we've done is, you could tell by the ringtones if it's a good offer or a bad offer coming in, and we'll see. So the phone is, look, it's starting to buzz now. Is it ringing? Let's see. Hello. I'll go ahead and answer it. It's the Carolina Panthers. This is a good call. See, look, owner David Tepper will do anything outside change the name of the franchise to get a winner. And Josh, you might be able to do that because money's no object, and neither will Cam Newton be. He'll be released before Matt Rhule is gone. In fact, he'll retire Cam Newton so that way you won't even have to issue any player the number one. So that way you don't have Cam and Nikhil nightmares at night. So, he can't throw it or catch it, number one. You may ask the Panthers to actually send Christian McCaffrey away because you can't build a big brick house with glass planes, and that's what he's become.
Throw it, and he skips it along the turf for Harry.
Gosh, 1-to-1 ratio right there. Look, Christian McCaffrey is a salary hole that you don't want to jump into, and owner David Tepper may get rid of that for you. You have a respectable defense to work with, but your specialty offense is what's needed.
No quarterback, but he does have a defense.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's the quarterback whisperer, so that might work for him. So that's a good call. All right, let's get this phone ringing again. Oh, Jesus. That's Lionel Richie's Hello. That's one of the saddest songs ever. Do we want to pick this up?
Well, it sounds like the Scream phone, so probably not.
Hello? Is it Josh you're looking for, Seattle Seahawks? Whew. They're calling because Russell Wilson and Pete Carroll are probably gone. What do you do for a quarterback? You stick it out with Geno Jones? Or do you try your hand in the draft where the pickings are thin and you have no first-round draft picks? Ugh, it's a bad call. Let's get another phone call coming in here. Oh, geez, not another bad call. Josh, maybe you're okay where you are. Let's see, it's a 312 number? Let's go pick it up. Hello? Oh, it's the Chicago Bears. Look, Matt Nagy's not going to work out. Can you get Justin Fields to perform at Mac Jones's level? They're calling because they actually moved ahead of you in the draft to take Fields. While the Patriots just sat back and got the potential rookie of the year. Look, you still have a nice defense, a tough runner, and David Montgomery, who can get more out of if you can improve the passing game, right? Allen Robinson has had a horrible year, but look at it.
He gone.
He catches. Well, he might stay if he could get the passing game going, Josh. It might be something worth looking at. He's had a down year, and they become tight end dependent, so you'd have a lot to do with to fix a rabid impairment, just a rabid impatient fan base. The Bears fans still hang on to 85 the same way that Bills fans hang on to 1960. Yes, I was there when former Senator Jack Kemp won our AFL championship. Bro, that don't count anymore. Look, you'd be working with a short lease if you go to Chicago, Josh. Those fans want to get under Aaron Rodgers. They want to get from under Aaron Rodgers' thumb in Green Bay. Chicago's thirsted to be a top-tier football team because of the size of the city. But the way they've done some things, that organization is as old as some of those undeserved school buildings in the west side of Chicago. Ooh, too soon? Okay. Maybe they need to see. That's why you don't want the job. Chicago's a problem. Kids aren't even in school. Ring that phone. I'm excited for you, Josh. Who can this be? It's the Minnesota Vikings. Baby, it's cold outside, but you have some weapons on the inside. Dalvin Cook paired with Ollie Madison is one of the best 1-2 punches at running back in the game. Justin Jefferson and Adam Thielen on the outside. Conkling is an emerging tight end. Woo, Hunter and Fredrickson are when healthy are a great pair on your defensive front seven. You'd almost have to ask, what's the holdup? Sign me up. Well, you have to ask this one question. If it's so good, then why could Mike Zimmer be out? The quarterback. Kirk Cousins is a high-priced meal at an oversaturated national chain restaurant. It would be your job to change that position from beer and appetizers to a five-star bistro. You know, some of these places are cool to go to. I want to grab a quick beer, some apps, but never do you offer the T-bone steak. You never get it from there. Could you get a trade to get Russell Wilson in there or gauge the interest of getting Deshaun Watson in a trade for Kirk Cousins? That could be worth the phone call. Think about it, Josh. Kirk's in a his contract is insane. $45 million next year. Think about that. You can almost get two Tom Brady's for that price. Oh, by the way, he may have to, well, he's actually going to be in this week for this coming game. Why? Because he would have missed another $1.8 million just for being in the COVID protocol. Yes, almost twice as much as Houston's Davis Mills making all year. It's a job to consider if management is considered moving on from Kirk Cousins. Let's ring the phone. Ooh, another good call. This could be interesting. The New York Giants. Look, it's a mess, but hear it out, okay? When Joe Judge indirectly referred to the Patriots as a clown show organization, I only presume that because it's the only other organization he's ever worked for in the NFL. Like, how can you call something a clown organization where it's a giveaway where else you've worked in the NFL? Like, work for like four or five teams, get people guessing. But Joe Judge didn't do that. And you settled for the Giants settled for Joe Judge 2 years ago. Did they really want you, Josh? I mean, if they said yes to a special teams coach, why wouldn't they say yes, please, to you? The Giants are a historic franchise with a quarterback that needs guidance before they make a final decision. I mean, there's a running back that has Curtis Martin potential, but Curtis Jackson availability only 50% of the time. You like that one, Nick? Curtis Jackson availability only 50%? You know Curtis Jackson's name is 50 Cent.
I understood it, yes.
You laughed on the inside. Look, Josh, you're going to have to burn all the digital photos of the boat picture that's been the curse for the Giants. You have to see what you have in rookie Kadarius Toney, who has been oft injured and has shown maybe one flash, and that could have been a phone notification. 7 out of his 10 games where he's played, he's had less than 50 receiving yards. Nowhere to go but up or out. However, if Josh McDaniels could turn around the Giants, he'd be held in high esteem as Parcells.
And don't worry, there's been a new boat picture, by the way. Kenny Golladay, Daniel Jones, he won't be there. But
well, we clearly know what that's the sinking boat. Josh, you would own New York City and downplay requests for any more Manning Day celebrations. You could write new history there. Ring the phone. Uh-oh. I was feeling good about that Giants call, too. I was like thinking he could be the king of New York. Josh, do you really want to answer this one here? All right, well, it's a job. Let's see. It was a prank call. It was actually the Denver Broncos. I'm sorry. They may have forgiven you about the Tebow Mile High Bible revival days, but they haven't forgotten. Even though Vic Fangio may be on the way out, you're not on the way in. You think Buffalo Colding is a bad parody? Think the Denver version would be, like, even worse. Okay. At least
to be fair, though, if they do get Aaron Rodgers, which was rumored last year, that is the job to go to.
If what did they say? Well, if something in butts were if in butts were nuts, right? Something like that.
I don't know, you've lost me.
Yeah, that's the well. It's amazing how many young people say, "Oh, I don't get it," but yet you have Google and are on the phone all the time.
But right. I would rather have that Broncos job over the Panthers job. The Panthers job, yes.
Yeah, how do you get out of that division? I would rather have the Giants job. I would rather have the Panthers job. You know Tom is out of there within a year or two. There's nothing great about Atlanta.
There's nothing great about the Panthers. you still don't have a quarterback. At least in Denver, you can make it work with Judy, Sutton,
Your owner
Sutton,
would go get
Fant.
You one.
He was supposed to last year, and they ended up with Sam Darnold.
Hey, he'll spend money. You're getting in the way of this job process. Ring the phone. See, Nick, see, you said that. Now you're bringing another bad job offer onto this phone.
Let's be real. They're almost all bad job offers.
Well, King of New York, I like that one. Hello? Is it Josh you're looking for? Jacksonville Jaguars? Oh, God. Just because a rundown strip joint with one unisex bathroom that sits next to a trucker rest stop on a desolate highway that's open at 3 a.m. doesn't mean you have to go in. I mean, Trevor Lawrence has got good hair and takes risks, but you smell how bad it stinks there in Jacksonville? The guy who hired Urban Meyer, they're not talking about getting rid of him. He's going to make the next decision. It would be a worse decision than, let's say, Ralph and that dancer at the Bada Bing in Sopranos.
Did you see what Jacksonville fans are doing this weekend, though?
Going to the Bada Bing?
No, they're showing up to the stadium in clown costumes. I kind of love it.
You know, but you know, that's funny where people think that social media actually works.
Oh, it doesn't, but I think still think it's funny.
That's my point.
Just imagine in like 10 years when we look back at all the pictures of the Jags game and we're like, why is everybody in clown costumes?
Look, somebody's going to get hurt, and it's most likely Trevor Lawrence. In the back of some executives' minds about this infamous comments in Sports Illustrated, quote, it's not like I need this football for my life to be okay. I want to do it because I want to be the best I can be. I want to maximize my potential. That's the only reason why Trevor Lawrence would want you there. Trevor might want you, Josh, but Josh, you don't want to be Ralph in that parking lot of Bada Bing. You know what I mean, Jacksonville? Forget about it. Ring the phone. Oh, finally a good call. Oh, wait, this is a... Oh, wow, this is a 301. The Washington football team? Check this out. There's a possibility a coaching change could come with the name change. Seems that Ron Rivera's lost this team a little bit and desperately needs to update this image, the team does. Keep an eye on the Washington football team, especially if Ron Rivera is asked to come back to Chicago, where he was a player, to rebuild that franchise's image. Josh, I think you make a great fit in Washington where you could play a great villain slash foil to the Cowboys and the Eagles. Bring the Patriots way to the NFC East with a defense that can be salvaged. You have something there. At this point, Taylor Heineke is only a backup, but at least at $1 million a season, you can keep him. Ryan Fitzpatrick comes off the books, frees up another $15 million, putting you in position to go after, wait for it, Jimmy Garoppolo. Jimmy will have 1 year left on his deal going into 2022, and Washington just might be the best fit for you because the franchise needs a fresh coat of paint and a logo on its helmet, which looks absolutely ugly. I mean, they look like the bad version of Alabama, the Washington football team running around. And then, of course, you saw what happened at the end of the game with the Eagles. I talked a little bit about it last night, that FedEx Field has been considered one of the worst places to go watch a football game. They literally, if you've never been, Nick, they literally have seats that they sell to the public where part of your view is blocked by the Jumbotron.
It's an obstructive view. You get that at Fenway, too. I would go for the falling out of the stadium. Fenway was built in 1914?
Of course you're going to get an obstructed view at Fenway. That's part of the charm.
Nothing like leaning on a railing at FedEx Field and falling over.
Look, FedEx Field, the whole idea when they got rid of RFK Stadium, which is still used for the soccer team there. I forgot the name of the soccer team, the MLS team. They still use it. It was such a traffic nightmare at RFK Stadium where it's located there in Southeast D.C. And let's just be part of it. Some of the demographic happenings that were going on in society there in Southeast D.C., the crime rate was kind of jumping up. And so there was this concern of like, okay, you've got 70,000 people at a football game trying to get out of Southeast D.C. There are some challenges. If you want an example, the Washington Nationals ballpark is in Southeast D.C., and the incident that happened outside the stadium. D.C. used to be a lot worse than what it is now. It's picked back up. So when they built it, you're like, okay, smart place right there on the interstate, easily accessible to. Oh, yeah, they don't provide shuttle service. I think they charge, 15 years ago when I lived there, they charged like $50 for you to take a shuttle from like about 2 miles away because you really couldn't park at the stadium. like the parking at the stadium is almost impossible. So like people have to walk 2 miles one way, where say at Gillette, you walk 1 mile one way, right? For pretty much for parking. You know, it's like you walk 4 miles for the total experience for the Redskins. Well, for the Washington football team. They're getting a new name. I hope they go with Red Tails. I think it would be a great honor. You have a lot of African-American men and women in the D.C. area who've served the country and who have been lifelong fans of the team. If you know the history of the team, the original owners, and why they named it the team the way they did and, you know, how they thought and so forth. So they, yeah, I mean, it was prevalent during the times, you know. He doesn't live in my neighborhood, so why would I know? And he just had some people like that. You know, the image changed a little bit when Jack Kent Kutt, who used to own the Lakers at the same time, kind of cleaned up the image a little bit, but I think this is that time where they can turn the page with that franchise. And I think Josh McDaniels would be a great hire. Already got a defense there, got a nice receiver core right there. You know, you could probably work a deal to get Jimmy G. He knows your system, you know, and get the ball moving because that is a rabid fan base there. And to have hated rivals already, because he would have a better rivalry tree than what, you know, than what the Patriots have in the East, AFC East. I mean, it's not really a rivalry tree. It's just kind of like, you know, the handsome strapping man walking in the room and a bunch of, you know, kids trying to get $2 beers for free. That's the rest of the AFC East. All right, it's KJ Late Night here on WEEI. We wrap this up next. Thank you so much for hanging out.
To EEI Late Night with KJ on EEI.
Yeah! Yeah! Let that ride for a little bit, Nick. The guillotine from the kings and queens. Late Night WEEI. Part of the D. See, I'm about to sing him a song, mixing it all together. Part of the WEEI Sports Radio Network. Thank you so much for hanging out this evening. Appreciate you. Whether you hung out for 15 minutes, 16 minutes, 2 hours, thank you. Twitter at KJ Carson. I don't really push the Twitter stuff a lot. You know, people, you got to be all over there. Then I start to read, like, people who've died because of stuff that's been said on Twitter. I'm like, I could never let my life be that. Well, I have too smart of a mouth that I can. My clapback game is pretty savage, as the kids would say. Or is savage now an old term? Oh, man. The Patriots, I think, what we discussed tonight, the Patriots, I think, are ready for this Miami game. I think they're going in with the mentality that this is going to be a dogfight. Come out, you know, healthy and prepared for that first week game, which, depending on the Bengals, I think it's going to be Buffalo at Buffalo. That's just going to be great. I think if everything stays the same the way it is, it's going to be one of the best playoffs we've probably seen in the last 10 to 15 years. Probably going back to, you'd hate to say it. I mean, that was a great playoff run, the 18-1 season. So I think the Patriots are in a good place. I wouldn't downplay, as some have, you know, their win over Jacksonville, because if that game was close, then trust me, the narrative would be completely different going into this weekend, almost like, you still treat it like a playoff game, but you would say, like, okay, this is a team maybe still sputtering from a few weeks before. Celtics, wow, laid an egg. Lost by one, two blown layups at the end of the game. Could be on a three-game winning streak. No, that didn't happen. So, man, I'm watching Channel 5 today and seeing, like, all the cars slipping off of 93, like, once you just go just north of Manchester in New Hampshire. And it's not funny because people have to go through that, but it's literally why the prices are different when one, you know, because you can live in New Hampshire and commute down to Boston. It, you know, you just have to be smart about your times getting in and out and so forth. But that's why they offer it for a lot cheaper up there, because they know where, like, that snow ice line is. And I don't care. I would rather have 10 feet of snow at once than have a half inch of ice. I mean, if you just saw, you've seen the video where you could see, like, there's two tractor trailers. They're sliding off the highway sideways, where cars have already tried to get out of their way. Like, okay, if you're going to slide off, go do your thing.
The 2008 ice storm is by far the worst storm that I have lived through.
One of the worst that I remember was the nor'easter of February of 17. We were supposed to get 27 inches of snow in like a day and a half time. But because the winds were like 70 miles an hour, it ended up being like super huge 9-inch igloos. You remember that? It was like, oh gosh. But ice, no. That's why, that's why it's like you pay a little more to live further south.
but we don't have to deal with hurricanes and tornadoes and all that big stuff up here.
Yeah, but, that's what the Northeast kind of is.
No alligators.
Well, yeah, Florida's the worst as it is. Florida's the worst. That's they're surrounded on three sides.
We get mini hurricanes and tropical storms, but not enough to, worry about.
Well, now we can get in like earth science. My earth science teachers would be happy about this. It's always good to have a mountain range to the west of you. It prevents supersized storms from hitting when the mountains go through there, but nothing as bad as what happened just south of D.C. Oh, my God. I've driven through that stretch of road many a times. And let me tell you, everything you see they talk about in the D.C. area, once you get right past where, where the snow plows came, you can still find Confederate money laying around, as to put it that way. So stay safe. Talking of maybe some weather coming later this week in a couple of days. So continue to hunker down. Go Pats. Figure it out, Celtics. I'll be in again tomorrow night at 10 p.m. after Mutt. KJ Carson at Twitter. Thank you so much for hanging out. WEEI Late Night. Be good. See ya.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming 4/20 on Hulu.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
no! My car!
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.